Hello, this is Ahuka. Welcome to another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio, and I'm real happy to be with you today. We're going to do something a little bit different. What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about the podcasts that I like to listen to, and there's rather a lot of them, so it might be more than one episode as I go through this. But I just thought I'd tell you what's on my podcast layer, and maybe I'll introduce you to something you didn't know about, or if it's something you already decided you don't like, fine, just skip over it. So I'm going to do this in alphabetical order. So I'm going to talk about, first of all about Android. This is a program that is put out by the TWiT network, and you know, as you might guess from the name, this is it's a show that's all about Android. So you want to keep up on what's happening in the world of Android tablets, Android telephones, things like that, and they introduce apps, they talk about the latest news, what have you. So, you know, that's one that if you're in the Android ecosystem like I am, not a bad thing for you to pay a little bit of attention to. Next one I'm going to mention is something called Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. Now, Dan is an interesting guy, and what he does, he puts out these programs that some of them are actually rather long and a detailed look at some aspect history. He did a whole long series about the fall of the Roman Republic. He's into, I think, 4 episodes now about the Mongols, called The Wrath of the Khans. I have a degree in history. I love history, though. This is something that I do particularly enjoy. So if, you know, if you're a history buff, that's something you might want to take a look at. Now, next thing, I happen to be a big Doctor Who fan, and I know I'm not the only one. I've heard some other people on Hacker Public Radio talk about that. So the first one I'm going to mention is the DWO WhoCast. DWO stands for Doctor Who Online, and they've been around for a while, and they put out this this WhoCast, talking about what's going on in the world of Doctor Who. And then there's the Doctor Who Podshock. This is put out by a group called the Gallifreyan Embassy. And it's a couple of guys in New York, a guy in England, and, you know, correspondents from around the world. And they're talking about different things that are going on in the world of Doctor Who. All of these Doctor Who programs, you can expect them that they will probably be talking about the programs as they air. So if spoilers are an issue for you, you know, be warned about that. I've got another Doctor Who one called Radio Free Skaro, and this is a couple guys from Canada, and so they like to talk about Doctor Who as well. And then finally, there's Doctor Who the Commentaries, and that that actually comes from the BBC, and it's kind of an irregular thing, but you know, time to time they put out these commentaries, and haven't seen one in a while, but you know, it's something you might want to check out. Next, there is a podcast that I listen to called Droid Nation. And again, as the name might imply, we're talking about things in the Android ecosystem here. Now, I have an Android phone. I will probably get an Android tablet one of these days. I've been looking at some very nice ones. That's something that I like up on. Then there is Floss Weekly, and Floss Free Libre Open Source Software. This is another program from the TWiT network, and their focus is on open source. It's kind of interesting to me because they don't necessarily talk about things like Firefox and Linux. But they talk about a lot of open source projects that you might not have heard of, though some of them more obscure to some degree. And that's not to say that they never talk about anything else, but it is interesting to hear, for me to hear about all sorts of projects that I might not otherwise have even been aware of. So Floss Weekly is one of the ones I listen to. Randall Schwartz is the main host, but Dan Lynch, who you may know from Linux Outlaws and Og Camp, is a frequent co-host. Simon Phipps is a frequent co-host, as is Aaron Newcomb. And so, you know, there's some pretty good people there. And I love when Simon Phipps in particular, when he's on the show, tends to bear down on what's the licensing like and how free is it really and that sort of thing. And those are questions that do need to be asked. Next, Full Circle Magazine. Now, this is both a online electronic print publication. Can I say electronic print? Well, I guess I just did. And a podcast. So there's two different parts of this. What I'm calling print is actually it's a PDF, or they also have EPUBs, but the PDF has worked best for me. That comes out once a month. I have written for them, and I will probably continue writing for them, which is a sure sign of quality right there, don't you think? But in addition, they do a recorded podcast, a little more irregular than the print version. So, you know, when it comes out is always something of a mystery. But I think that that's something that you might be interested in. There usually is Linux discussion going on there. Next, I want to mention a podcast called Geek's Guide to the Galaxy. And that has a couple of co-hosts, David Barr Kirtley and John Joseph Adams, both of whom are published science fiction authors, editors, what have you. And what they do, and this is a weekly podcast, is they will have an interview with someone active in the field. So they've had, you know, a lot of really good people that they've been able to interview. You know, that's usually the first half of the podcast is the interview, generally done as a telephone call. But the sound quality on it is, been pretty good, I think. And then they have a discussion that is usually related somewhat. Now, occasionally I would say loosely related, but related to, in some way, the things that they were talking about. And that discussion, they might bring on someone else to get into that discussion. So, you know, if you're a science fiction fan, you know, or fantasy or horror, all of which have received attention lately, that's something you might want to take a look at. Next, another Linux one, Going Linux. Larry Bushy is the host of this one, and about this is generally, you know, it's not the most advanced, and that's fine. I mean, it doesn't tend to be. This is one of those ones that is aimed at helping people get going with Linux, but I like to listen in and see what's going on, so that's one of the ones on my podcast player. Next is Hacker Public Radio. I'm going to assume if you're listening to this, you already know what Hacker Public Radio is all about. And that being the case, you know, I shouldn't have to tell you a whole lot about that. Other than if you are currently subscribed to the MP3 feed, they would really like you to switch over to the OGG feed. You know, it's not that hard to do. Next one, ITSM Weekly. Now, this one is really related more to my job than anything, I work in the IT department for the state of Michigan, ITSM is what it's all about, all right? That stands for IT Service Management, and so I find this an interesting bit of professional education that I can get into, and so I do enjoy that particular podcast. Then Nightcast, and this discusses Linux, discusses other things. Okay. Nightwise is the host of this one. And it's more of a general technology podcast, rather than a specifically Linux podcast. So, you know, you can't expect that it's always going to be Linux. There might be discussion about, Windows or Macintosh or what have you. But, you know, I recently heard one of Nightcast interview with Alan Pope talking about what's going on with Canonical, interview with Lord Drakenblut talking about virtualization. So there's some pretty interesting stuff going on there. Then I want to mention a couple of podcasts that are, I think, both aimed, again, not necessarily at the very highest level, but they're both Linux related, and they're both put out by Door-to-Door Geek, who did a very well-received podcast episode of Hacker Public Radio recently, as I record this, which, you know, who knows when this will come out. But anyway, the first one is called Linux Basics, and the second one is Linux for the Rest of Us. So they're two excellent podcasts, and, you know, Door is very knowledgeable, which is great. But the other thing is he's just a really wonderful person. He likes being helpful to people. I found that out firsthand at Ohio Linux Fest. And I was having a little bit of trouble synchronizing photos from my Android phone to Google in the cloud. And he said, oh, yeah, sometimes it helps if you do a connect. And basically, he set it up that I was connecting through his phone and uploading the photos. And, you know, we stood outside for, you know, 25 minutes while this was going on. That's just the kind of guy he is. He's real helpful. And so I'd recommend that. It was Linux Basics and Linux for the Rest of Us. Then let's take a look at Linux Outlaws. Okay, Dan Lynch and Fabian Churchill, I think, something like that, probably mispronouncing it. So this is one of the venerable Linux podcasts. It's been around for a while, and you know, they do a lot of interesting things on that. So it's probably one that a lot of people are familiar with. So that's another one that's on my podcast player. And I'm going to wrap up this with a mention of something called Lococast, which is highly irregular. It's put out by a couple of friends of mine who are members of the Ubuntu local community, or Loco, here in Michigan in the United States of America. And, you know, I haven't seen one from them in a few months, but I haven't officially been told that they've stopped doing it either. So, you know, I just left it in my podcatcher, and if something comes out, great. So that's the start. I think I can get one more episode to wrap this up, but I don't want to run too long. So just a couple of things. First of all of the podcasts that I've mentioned, links to the RSS feed are in the show notes. So if you heard of something that thought, oh, that sounds interesting, I want to check it out, just take a look at the show notes. That should take you right to the RSS feed for the program. So it would be very easy for you to subscribe. The other thing I just want to mention in passing, and there may be more than one way to skin this particular cat, but as you may guess from the fact that I've only covered about half of the stuff that's on my podcast player, and I've already mentioned quite a few, I know it's about 18 that I've already mentioned, you know, there's only so many hours in the day. In order to keep up with everything, one of the things I do is I want to speed things up. Now, If you're doing this with a podcast client on a phone or a more advanced MP3 player that does all of that for you, great. I actually use and prefer, actually, a very, very simple, straightforward player for everything. So what I do is I have Audacity, and I've created a script in Audacity that takes every file and does a couple of things. The first is it changes the tempo. It speeds it up about 1%, and then boosts the volume a little bit, because my little MP3 player, the gain is not really huge on all of this. So I have that script set up, and I run all of the files that I download, all of the podcast episodes that I download, I run it through that. And so that's how I do it. Just some ideas, and I think that's enough for now. This is Ahuka signing off, and I want to tell you, don't forget to support free software. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.